President Obama, at a Warsaw news conference with Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, said Poland has overcome extraordinary challenges and built a successful democracy. And he said Poland can use its experience to serve as an example for new democracies in Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa.
Poland can play an extraordinary role precisely because they have traveled so far so rapidly over the last 25 years.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Obama and Polish President Bronisław Komorowski met with some of the activists who helped bring democracy to Poland to discuss their recent efforts to help Tunisia start a democracy. President Obama reaffirmed that the United States remains committed to Poland's security and that the so-called reset in ties with Russia will help calm tensions in the region.
What we want to do is to create an environment in this region in which peace and security are a given. That's not just good for this region, it is good for the United States of America, and we will always be there for Poland.
The president reassured his Polish hosts that despite Russia's objections, the U.S. will base fighter jets in Poland and will go ahead with its planned missile defense system.
We believe that missile defense is something where we should be cooperating with the Russians because we share external threats, and this would not be a threat to the strategic balance that Russia is concerned with.
Warsaw was the final stop in Mr. Obama's six-day trip to Europe. In Poland, as in Ireland, Britain, and France, the president emphasized the importance of U.S.-European relations.
It's fitting that I conclude my trip here in Poland. At each stop, I've affirmed the fact that America's transatlantic alliance is the cornerstone of our engagement in the world.
Mr. Obama concluded his European tour by paying respects at a memorial to the late Polish President Lech Kaczynski and 95 others, many of them top government officials, who died in a plane crash in April 2010. Kent Klein, VOA News, with the president in Warsaw.